Straight up at 8 o'clock.
End of week edition of the Mornings with Ed show on the all new Voice of Laguna. Welcome to a Friday, and whatever you're doing this weekend, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. If you're in this town, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. We sit directly across from the iconic lifeguard tower here on Main Beach, America's most beautiful beach. And we welcome this morning, as we do each and every Friday morning. Oh, she's looking cool with the shades. Got her Terminator shades on this morning. We welcome the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce in for Chamber Chat this morning, Aaron Slattery. Welcome, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic. I mean, this is my first time here now after daylight savings time. So, of course, the sun is just peeking out over the building across the street.
Right. It causes blindness. It does. You know, we're cool for most of the morning, but there's a half an hour. There's a 30-minute period between 8 and 8:30 where, yeah, good idea with the Terminator shades. And I really dig those. Those are cool, by the
thank
way.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we are going to be talking to the folks from the Laguna Beach Lawn Bowling Association today. And if you've ever walked through High Park and seeing these magnificent grounds with people dressed mostly in white all the time, and it looks like so much fun. I want to leap over the fence and play myself. I don't know that I'm allowed to do that, but we'll find out in just a moment. Along with Randy and Ginger Hatfield, we have Drew Murphy with us this morning with some stuff to cover, as well as something happening in June and July for the youth of this community. Welcome to the three of you. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thanks for
doing
having
good.
Us.
Good.
Thank, very well. Well, thank you for being here today. Thank you for coming in early. Drew rode in on a magnificent bicycle, a little coffee spill on the way here.
Like slight accident.
Okay. All right. But the coffee did not scald you, I hope.
No, all my clothes cut all the hot coffee.
All right. Okay, good. I'll ask Ginger the very first question. You seem to be passionate about lawn bowling.
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been doing it?
I think we joined in, 2016?
2016.
Yeah. You know, I had walked by that club my whole life.
Okay.
And I didn't know anyone who lawn bowled. My grandparents never mentioned anyone. My parents never mentioned. We all lived in town. Right. I didn't know any bowlers. And it was so mysterious. And so one day, instead of going to the all-class reunion, our open house in May, the lawn bowling club was having an open house. I go, I got to go there and see what they're doing. I just got to find out.
Right.
So we did. And we got a free lesson, and we met nice people, and we saw the clubhouse and the grounds. And I told my husband, you know, it's so inexpensive. Let's join. It's like the cost of one round at Pelican Hill of golf. I mean, come on. And we can play for the whole year anytime.
It's cheaper than that.
Wow. Now I've never inquired into pricing. Is it really that inexpensive? Wow, that's fantastic.
It's $250 a year. So from January to the end of December.
Right.
And that's it.
Right. That is a round of golf with no golf cart, by the way.
About, you know,
that's
it's about
exactly.
20 a month.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, even if we only play twice, it's worth it.
Right.
So we got started.
And now you got a lesson. Were you pretty good at it after that one lesson?
Well,
let's scale your improvement. How has the improvement in the game gone?
Well, here's the thing. If I was playing golf with my husband, it would take me 6 months on the driving range before I could even get on the first tee.
Okay.
Before I could play well enough to even partly enjoy it.
Right.
Lawn bowling, you're taking just as many steps. You're rolling it just as many times.
Right.
And you're enjoying it from the very beginning. Oh. Even if you're bad. You know, the bowl only goes so far. You have to chase it into the weeds or the sand or trees. It's awesome. So for that reason, I really liked it because it was something we could really do together where I felt like I was literally on an even playing field.
Right. And Randy, tell me about how you got involved.
Well, I was with her when she walked by and she said, well, hey, let's stop in here and see what those interesting people are doing. And I'm going, oh, sweetheart, come on, man. You know, I'm a golfer. I can't do this. Then I got in there and I played this 70-year-old woman with curved toes and a limp.
Okay.
And I got killed.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you, it was very surprising. And I'm going, oh, my God, if you want to get any good at this, this is hard.
Right.
But it's a hell of a lot of fun.
And her ability was not drug enhanced or anything, right?
It might have been, but
she's taking steroids on the lawn bowling course.
No, but it was pretty much, you know, if you have the experience, you can beat anyone.
Right.
And so there was 25, 30 years of experience, and I'm going, oh my God, right. I'm going to have to treat everyone, no matter how they look and how they act, the same way, because you never know what you're going to get.
Right. And Drew, you're involving now, you're going to be starting to involve the youth of our community here this coming summer. In June and July, there's something called Youth Rollers.
That's correct, yes. We are kicking off this year, the first time we're having a program to support the youth.
Okay.
We think it's, you know, in other countries, this is kind of like a colonial sport, I guess you'd say. So in like Australia, New Zealand, and UK, Scotland, all those places, that's where they play, and they really promote youth playing. So it's part of their sports. It's a PE, you know. So we want to kind of bring that over to the States a bit.
Right.
Because, you know, most people that walk by the club think two things. One, you have to be old. Two,
right.
You have to wear white.
Right.
Both of those are not true.
Okay, thank you. You've now dispelled the two myths that I had in my hand.
Exactly.
And questions 9 through 37. So, yeah.
So you don't have to wear white, and you don't have to be old. In fact, I think our membership is getting younger and younger over the past several years.
I already see it here in the room.
There's some, you know, 30-year-olds you know, very, very competitive. So this sport... So I blame the Hatfields. So I grew up with Ginger and her sister Susan.
Okay.
Creighton's were their name. They invited me down with her sister and got me maybe 5 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Played it once. So that's what got me hooked. And it is literally, you can't stop. So it just sucks you in, because you're pretty good at it right out of the gate, but to be really good, you got to practice.
Right.
But what better place to practice than right on the bluffs at Heiser Park,
in
the most amazing city in the world? That's what you do, right?
It truly is a spectacular place to have lawn bowling. It is absolutely wonderful to see the ocean as you're
right.
bowling. That's
it's one of the most beautiful lawn bowling clubs in the world.
It has to be.
Just because of the view.
Right, it has to be.
But I also wanted to make the point that if you are not super competitive,
right.
that's also okay.
Okay.
Because there is nothing better after a stressful day of work for me
right.
than to go down to the club and roll some bowls in the quiet as the sun's going down.
Mm.
It's you're listening to the ocean. It's very relaxing. It gets my head out of work,
right.
out of my cares of the day. And it's just like almost like a meditation. It's just... it's very fun to do that too.
Now, are you a competitive person by nature?
I didn't think I was. But when someone's beating me, and sometimes I get mad and I feel like I start to get competitive because I want to win. But
right.
I would say for me, the social bowling is the really fun part.
Right.
Me and my husband, they have tournaments.
Right.
You can really get as competitive as you want. You can play club tournaments. You can go from social bowling to club tournaments to playing in regional tournaments, Southwest Division tournaments.
U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open, which we hosted this year, which
okay.
is fantastic. I mean, really, at whatever competitive level you want to play at or non-competitive level,
right.
you can play at with lawn bowls.
And you can do it, you compete individually and in teams? And
yes.
Explain to us, for those that have never even walked past there, explain to us the dynamics of team lawn bowling, if you would.
Well, for teams, I mean, you can have different kinds of team events. It can be pairs, just like doubles in tennis.
Right.
It can be trips or triples,
right.
where you have three on a team, and you can even have four on a team.
Okay.
The more people you have on a team, the fewer bowls you roll, because you can imagine how many bowls there are in the way to get to the jack.
Right.
So, first of all...
Now, what's the jack?
Okay, so first of all, what it is... is you have four bowls most of the time when you're playing singles and pairs,
right.
and you start it off and you have rinks. Rinks is kind of like a bowling lane, and you have boundaries on the left side and the right side. You start it off by rolling what looks like a cue ball,
right.
and that cue ball is called a jack, or in Australia, a kitty.
Okay.
And you center it in the rink.
Right.
And then you roll the bowls, which are about 3.5 pounds.
Okay.
And they curve. And so the idea is to get your bowls as close to the jack as you can. If you get your bowls closer than your opponent, you get that many points. So if you have two bowls that are closer to your opponent's bowl, you get 2 points.
Okay.
And you play 12 ins, so 12 up and backs.
Okay.
And then for the most part, you're pretty much done. That's a standard pairs game. When you go into triples, you only bowl three bowls. When you go into quads, which are fours, you bowl two bowls.
Okay. Drew, there's a ball here on the table, and I now for the first time I'm noticing, you're right, it's not completely round.
It isn't.
And it's not a ball.
It's a bowl. Yes. Right, okay.
It's hard to describe over the radio, but they say the radio is the most visual means of communication.
Who says
that? Everybody. Yeah. The internet. So
they're always right.
Right.
Our lawn bowl is round on the rolling surface,
right?
And it's not round going side to side. So depending on how you hold it is the way you can make it turn.
Okay.
So, and then how hard you throw it obviously changes the curvature of the bowl too, because sometimes you can have a shot where you're playing, your opponents are what we call holding. So they have the point. They maybe have a lot of points. So you need to roll hard to try and distribute the head and mess everything up to try and save yourself, right? So if you throw it really hard, very little curve, and then you can go disperse the whole head is what we call it.
And do you get good enough to where you can actually throw English on it and you're kind of knowing that it'll curve a certain
it's
way?
It's not like 10-pin bowling where you're trying to spin the or have an effect on that in that way.
Right.
You're really letting it go in a straight trajectory, but the bowl itself is going to turn. And you just have to get used to how it turns once you're playing.
Is there... I'm sorry, go ahead.
But you're not knocking anything down. You're just trying to get it as close as possible to something.
Well, you might hit your opponent's bowl. Sometimes you're trying to knock them out of the way and end up sitting next to the jack.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. So say your bowl is the closest to the jack, and I have one shot left, and it's so close I can't get closer. The only option I have is knocking you away.
Oh.
Okay.
And there are people that are really, really good at that.
That's correct.
They make me really mad.
And if I were to say, is this bocce ball, if I were to ask that question, is that the same thing?
Well, the way I describe it, it's bocce-esque, but with like maybe some strategic part of it, like backgammon added into it. So it's very strategic.
Oh, I love that. So, I love that. What a perfect description. I love that.
Yeah. You really want to think ahead on your shots. So, for instance, the fact that somebody can go hit the jack and move it. So oftentimes you have to think ahead and make sure you have something further beyond the jack, which is called a back bowl, to protect them from moving it away. You can never move the jack forward. You can only move it back. So you have to.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. If it ricochets or something. Yeah.
We're
And how many members are currently?
Great question.
Okay.
Well, I brought a book.
Okay.
Currently, we currently have 347 members. We're the largest club in the United States, membership wise.
Right.
By the end of the year, we'll have 410 because as the year goes on, we get more and more members. We probably get, I don't know, 7 or 8 members a month, members a month.
Right. And is there a cap limit to...
There is no cap limit. You wouldn't even know we had that many members if you walked by the club.
Okay. Right. And will there ever be a tournament where all of the members will be participants in a tournament?
Oh, yes. We have members-only tournaments. In fact, we have one, I think, on Sunday for St. Patrick's Day.
Where
I'll be wearing green.
Well, that's okay. Perfect. Okay.
And then we have food afterwards.
Okay.
And then, of course, I mentioned also social bowls. We have those 4 times a week. They're scheduled, and one of them is a sunset social bowl, and we have a potluck afterwards.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice.
So for social bowls, people just show up, and they play. You don't know who you're going to play with, and it's just there for camaraderie and learning to bowl.
Right.
And you don't have to put a team together. We put the teams together for you.
Okay.
You just show up, and then you play with your friends, and you meet a lot of really fun people who just want to bowl together and have a good time.
That's fantastic.
If I may.
Please.
So we have at our club, we have a whole set of a collection of bowls, so you don't need any equipment. You can just show up, become a member, and we give you everything. We provide everything you need. As you progress and get a little bit better, you might want to invest in your own set of bowls. They're about $500 for a set of 4. Some people have many, many sets. It's pretty insane.
And why would that be?
Well, a number of different reasons. Okay. So one of them would be practicing. You, if you're out there by yourself, which I go, we all go by ourselves sometimes because it's really zen, right? You just roll, and maybe there's somebody there. Maybe it's just you.
Right.
It's just amazing. So you want more than your own four because you want to kind of emulate a competition.
Right.
So
okay.
You need another set, and you kind of want to bowl the same set because there's four different major manufacturers, and each one of those manufacturers has like five or six different models, and they all turn differently. So you can't just pick up a set and start rolling it because it's different from whatever you rolled last time. So try and get the same consistent bowl. That's why you'd want to maybe buy your own.
Okay.
So, but just the community of lawn bowling is amazing. It's so accommodating for new members. When anybody kind of comes to start their journey on this, they you know, everybody's so welcoming. And the feedback I get is everybody's so nice. I'm terrible, but they helped me so much. And they invited me to come back.
Right.
I was on a trip last weekend to Shell Beach, and I took my girlfriend up to Cambria, and they have a lawn bowling club there. It was open arms. Oh, you're going to be here tomorrow? Come tomorrow morning. We're going to do social bowls. Come on in. And they just, and I got to bowl in Cambria, another very beautiful place. So as you travel around, Randy and I were in Northern Ireland, and we bowled at every place we golfed. So, and we were in Belfast and Dublin and Portrush. So,
I love that.
Everybody's like, come on in. We can't wait to have you bowl against us.
They totally are like that. Even when Randy and I took a cruise to Alaska, we were the only ones that got off the ship in, Victoria, and told the taxi driver, take us to the lawn bowling club. And he's, do you know where that is? And he's like, I think so. And we ended up, you know, Randy had called ahead and had arranged a social bowl, and everybody's so happy to see bowlers from somewhere else.
Right.
And we said, yeah, we're from Laguna Beach, and they were thrilled. So it was super fun.
For the most part, you're welcomed around the world. So we took a trip to South Africa and lawn bowled there. So if they know you're a member of a lawn bowling club anywhere, you're welcomed in any lawn bowling club pretty much in the world.
And I got to be honest with you, I've never met three more pleasant people in my entire life than the three of you, really. And,
thank you.
And one of my good friends was a guy by the name of Riney, who introduced me to lawn bowling.
Oh, Riney.
Riney's no longer with us.
Yes.
But one of the most wonderful guys I ever knew. And do you foresee maybe a lawn bowling association from another city versus Laguna Beach? Do we do competitions like that?
All the time.
Well, we have done competitions. First of all, I think the really fun one was when the Police and Fire Association came from, Australia, and they played our Police and Fire.
But that was a special event.
But then also locally, so we, of course, there's the traditional Laguna Newport rivalry.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter what sport you play, right? There's a Newport club. We want a piece of them.
I love that.
We're also members of the club.
And is there one particular lawn bowler here in town that everyone goes, oh, step aside, it's Drew, or that is just like top of the game? Is there a single lawn bowler that is top of the game here?
There is. A four-time national champion. His name is Charlie Herbert.
Okay.
And he's very, very good.
All right.
And the reason he is he practices and studies the game.
All right.
So it's very good. We also had a member. You can join different lawn bowling clubs each year.
Right.
The previous year, we had a bowler who is turned out to be the world champion female bowler, Ann Nunez.
Okay.
She's not a member of the club this year. She's a member of a couple of other clubs somewhere.
Right.
But there are some elite bowlers.
Oh, fantastic. So how do you do, when you set up teams for an event, how do you divide, this person's in with the gun, as they say?
Oh, well, we have someone who runs the social bowls, and so they set up the teams.
Okay.
They know who can play each position,
Who
is good at each position. We usually play three on a team, so they'll just set up the teams appropriately. And if you want to play with your friends, you can tell the person, you know, setting up the teams, I'd like to play with so-and-so. And
it's so easy.
They'll do that, and
you guys are so easy. I love this.
Oh, yeah.
And if a parent wanted to get their youth involved for this summer, if they definitely wanted to be part of Youth Rollers or get their kids involved in Youth Rollers, how would they do that?
You can look on our website, and there's a section for youth rollers, and there's a link that gets you to the city recreation department, and you can sign up there.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's easy peasy.
All right. And Aaron, have you ever lawn bowled?
No. So if I just wanted to come and get my free lesson, is there an appropriate time that I should stop by?
Well, actually, you need to go to our website, and you can say interested in membership. So you fill out a form, and you'll be contacted when we're going to host the next kind of introductory lesson.
Right.
So you get your first lesson for free. And we do that maybe once a month.
Once a month.
Okay.
And then alternately, if the coaches have time to spare, they can meet you individually to learn and bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you kick it off. And then if you really are, you're like, I'm in, then you can pay your membership fee, and then your second and third lessons follow. And then after your third lesson, you become a member, and you get a key, and then you're in. And then you get a phone call from me saying, welcome to the club. Make sure you come out to social bowling to meet people, because the whole thing about this game is getting to meet the coolest people around that are
right.
So nice.
I've met
three of them today.
And they'll help you learn how to play the game.
Right.
Social bowling is where you really learn the etiquette, and you learn the rules, and you learn who's good.
Right.
But
and
all
you
those
have that
things,
4 times a week, you said, right?
Yes, we have,
wow.
I think, 4 scheduled a week. Mm-hmm. We have them on Saturday, Sunday, and then I think Tuesday and Thursday.
You mentioned etiquette, and yes, give me some of the rules. If I know if someone else is about to bowl, I shouldn't go, you know, as they're rolling.
It's very much like golf.
Okay. So there you go. So you would practice the same manners that you do when you're golfing with a team.
A little bit different. For golf, you don't want to get your shadow in the line of sight when they're swinging. Pretty
right.
much the same thing for bowling. You need to stand still and right. be respectful and be happy and don't be critical, yada, yada.
And don't ever be happy when they make a bad shot.
That's right.
And rub it in, because the same thing's going to happen to you in the next
happen.
End.
Right.
It will happen.
Yeah.
And we have a whole page on etiquette on the website.
I love that.
Okay.
So here's an open invitation, Aaron, if you want to come out. You're welcome anytime. I think
Sounds
you might
good.
Have my number. Let's just make it happen and
yes,
become a member.
Definitely.
And also on Sunday, we have our St. Patrick's Day. It starts in the afternoon, which is a little bit different. Usually our social bowls on the weekend start it in the morning at 10 a.m., but this is going to be at 4 o'clock. If you're passing by, you're welcome to come into the club and sit in the stands anytime, really, and watch it and kind of get excited about it. So nobody is going to look at you with scorn or anything.
Right.
Just come on in.
Ed,
we'd love to have you too.
I would love to
Open
do it.
Open invitation.
I would love to do it. And Sunday's going to be absolutely gorgeous here, by the way. So it'll be perfect outside, perfect conditions. Can we do this in the rain if it rains?
Well, if it's not raining really hard, but of course we have a greens committee, and if it is actually, you know, it's rained a lot this winter, sometimes
right.
they have to come out and assess the green and make sure that we won't harm it if
right.
we bowl on it.
Okay.
But if they say it's okay after, you know, a good rain, then.
Right.
But it is a 3.5-pound ball, so it gets a little slippery.
Right.
And
you can
hurt your toes if you drop them.
All right. Ooh. That makes sense. That makes total sense. Thank you so much. Don't go anywhere, guys. Aaron, this has been fantastic.
Yes.
I think I'm in.
I'm so excited
in.
To try it.
I think I'm in.
So, sign him up.
So a couple of stats.
Okay.
61% of the membership is from Laguna.
Okay.
Pretty much. 62% are men,
okay.
38% are women, and it is the really the only genderless sport that I can think of where anyone can beat anyone, because it really doesn't take strength. It takes consistency.
Right.
It's really interesting.
You know, if they had this sport in high school, I could have learned how to play on a team. You know, in high school, all the sports required footwork or quickness or
right.
high jump or
right.
all this, you know, and I didn't have any of that.
Right.
But I had coordination. So I kind of found my sport when I found lawn bowling, you know, and you can't really injure yourself.
Right.
It's hard to injure yourself in lawn bowling.
Unless you drop it on your toe like that Drew said here, right, when the rainy weather, but yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate that too.
Okay, fantastic.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does. Aaron, thank you for bringing these three. And first of all, you've made my morning. I you see this smile? I didn't have it before you walked in. I appreciate that. Thank you. Don't forget, Youth Rollers takes place in June and July. Parents, if you want to get your kids involved, go to the city website.
Go to the Laguna Beach Lawn Bowling Club website as well. Okay. Easy to find.
Right. All right. Perfect.
Google it.
All right.
And, of course, you are part of the Chamber of Commerce directory, so you can find them as the Laguna Beach Lawn Bowling Club on the Chamber directory.
Fantastic. Aaron, what else you got going here?
Oh, my goodness. We are so busy. We're going to have so many fun activities in the next 2 months.
Fantastic.
So we have our meet and greet next Wednesday the 20th at 5:30 at Yummy Dogs. Okay. Come on down for a free hot dog and half price on the arcade games. It should be a fun, family-friendly event. And, of course, McLean Cellars is right next door for those that need to have a special little addition to their hot dog.
A little beverage.
Yes.
A beverage with your hot dog. Yes.
We are having a ribbon cutting for Moon Goat on the 28th of this month, and that is from 2 to 4, so it's in the middle of the afternoon. That's the drive-through in North Laguna, the new Moon Goat Cafe.
Right.
On Saturday, March 23rd, we actually have a volunteer opportunity at the Laguna Canyon Foundation. We're going to be planting some seedlings that will be planted out in the Laguna Canyon once they mature a little bit more. And so that's a fun volunteer activity that we'll be doing as a chamber. You can sign up online. We do have that available still. And then we have the Jesse Reese Foundation ribbon cutting on April 11th. That's from 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to be making joy jars. It's going to be so fun. It isn't all the way in Irvine.
What is a joy jar?
So a joy jar is what Jesse created. So this foundation is in memory of Jesse Reese, who was a child going through cancer treatments. And she saw that there were some children that were unable to go home. They were stuck in the hospital, basically. Right. And she was able to go home and be with her parents. And so she wanted to bring joy to the other kids that were in the hospital. And she created these joy jars. And basically it's a jar full of age-appropriate activities, toys, things like that. Right. And they are donated around the world to children that are going through cancer and just need that extra motivation to stay going.
Well, thank you for elaborating on that.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
We're very excited to have the Jesse Reese Foundation as a member of the chamber. And I'm looking forward to making joy jars.
Yeah.
Gosh, okay. So I talked about that. We've got the State of the City coming up. That's on April 2nd. We are pretty much sold out. We have like maybe 5 seats left right now.
Nice.
So we're very excited about that. There will be a link for those that are unable to attend so they can stream it live. And then we'll also have that video on YouTube that you can watch after the event is over.
Fantastic.
So that is going to be available. We also have our meet and greet next month is going to be at Bodega. So that is on April 17th from 5:30 to 7:30. We're excited to have our meet and greet at Bodega in April.
I cannot tell you how much I love Bodega Laguna. I can't. The food is just, every dish in it is a winner. Every dish on that menu is a winner.
Sounds delicious.
Oh my
can't
God,
wait
yeah.
to try yes. it. We also have another chamber night at Art Time Barrow, which is ceramics.
Oh.
So Joelle was just like, I want to try the ceramics.
Right.
And she was going to get some friends together. And she's like, let's make it a chamber night. Perfect. So it's $45 if you sign up early. And that includes making 2 ceramic pieces. And then, of course, we're going to have some snacks and libations for you to enjoy while we're networking and making ceramic pieces.
I'll bring the Righteous Brothers Unchained Melody for you.
Sounds amazing. So it'll be a fun evening on Tuesday, April 30th, and that is from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay,
so come on down and make some ceramics. And, of course, our golf tournament, I guess not as fun as lawn bowling, really?
But it's a close second.
It's a close second. Yes. So for all of our golfers out there, we need to have you come on down and do some golfing at Strawberry Farms this year, and that's on May 14th, and that's presented by Visit Laguna. We're so excited to have them as a presenting sponsor.
Yes.
And we are also looking for silent auction items. And if you want to do a vendor table as well, there are sponsorship opportunities for our golf tournament with the Chamber. And we have Pageant of the Masters Locals Night, of course. It's
already here.
Yeah, it's July 3rd this year. Right. $70 for a ticket through the Chamber of Commerce. And the theme this year is the art of fashion.
Okay.
So I should be really interesting.
I cannot wait to see that, actually.
Yeah. So we're excited, and we're so thankful to been gifted these tickets by the Pageant of the Masters for their final dress rehearsal so that we can have it as a fundraiser for the Chamber. So that is all the fun things that I have to mention today.
All right. And I will.
But we're always coming up with new things, it seems like.
You're always busy. So there's, you know, the year just moves on and rolls, much like a lawn bowl.
Speaking of competitive, okay, we're going to have to talk to you about a lawn bowling chamber tournament.
Ooh.
Oh, there we go.
Look
at her. The creative juices are flowing over here.
That's right. I've already got it on my mind. We're going to talk about this.
All right.
Sounds good. I love it.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Ginger and Randy Hatfield and Drew Murphy, the Laguna Beach Lawn Bowlers Association. If you missed any of the information, you can either go to the Chamber website, you can catch it on the Voice of Laguna website, or just go to the Lawn Bowling Association.
Yeah, just Google us.
Google them. You like the Google, don't you? I like the Google, too.
It's a long name. It's easier to just Google.
Ginger, Randy, Drew, thank you so very much for being here this morning.
Thank you, guys.
8:31 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show on the all-new Voice of Laguna. 9 o'clock this morning, Lisa Farber, LagunaNow.com, stepping in.